cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and you are currently listening to Dark Side of the Tune. This week, it's a long story. It's not a long story, but I was kind of mulling about what to make this week's topic or theme or whatever for the show. And I was like, you know, I really liked my topic last week. And like, you know, I like being more creative about it. I don't necessarily just want to like mash a bunch of songs together that don't really go together. But I was like, I'm so devoid of inspiration this week. I was like, what do I know most about and what can I just put together? And the answer is synth pop, and more specifically 80s synth pop. And so that's what this episode is going to be about. Lots of classics. We have Pet Shop Boys coming up, New Order, Aha, Erasure, all of that. Some more kind of less known synth pop artists. Some songs that kind of toe the line for what can be considered synth pop. But, you know, if they were using a synthesizer, I think that's, you know, that's fine. It counts. And I'm just trying to think, I forget which artist said this, but I remember, it's going to kill me that I don't remember. But I remember reading something that it was either like an industrial artist or like a rock band in the 80s or whatever. And they were like, oh, we only use only guitars, like no, none of that fake stuff, like no synthesizers, no fake sound. And I was like insulted because, first of all, I love synth pop. Over the past 4 years, I would say like that's like my most listened to genre besides like just straight up rock. And second of all, whoever said that, which is going to come to me eventually, it is real music. It's real. It was real to me. So anyways, starting off, we have, this was actually my most listened to song in 2022, I think. I just went through a really big talk phase, but you'll see why that happened when I play this next song. So here is Talk Talk by Talk Talk.
I see you when you climb, me when you down. I see
That was Hit Music by the Pet Shop Boys. And the first song that we listened to was Talk Talk by Talk Talk. Really, really creative naming conventions. Whenever like bands name their songs after themselves or something similar to that, it just always throws me off, especially when I'm trying to like talk to someone else about it and get the pun. Anyways, and then that Pet Shop Boys song, that actually segues me into something I was thinking about when I was putting together this episode, and that is how many gay synth pop artists there were in the 80s. And like obviously the Pet Shop Boys, Neil Tennant is gay and he's a big advocate for LGBTQ rights, along with there's an Erasure song in here. The lead singer of Erasure is gay. Soft Cell, Mark Almond. There's the more you kind of look, the more gay representation there is. And in a lot of these songs, they're kind of about issues that were prevalent for the gay community at the time without outright saying it, you know, when you kind of peel back the meaning. So like Hit Music, for example, I think can be, you know, read as concerning like the AIDS crisis in the 80s. And then, you know, Chains of Love by Erasure about, you know, homophobia, or Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat about how, you know, homophobia and what it's like to not be able to necessarily be yourself. Anyways, I think that's so beautiful in a way. That's actually part of why I love 80s synth pop so much, because there's just so much depth to these songs, and especially the Pet Shop Boys songs. When you actually start like closely reading the lyrics and listening, I think there's such important things to be found within that. Besides the fact that, like, yeah, it's all catchy and stuff, I think it's really powerful. So that's what I had to say about that. Coming up next, we have a Canadian band from the 80s. And now there is guitar in this song, so don't come at me. But there's also synth, so we're just going to put a mask over our eyes and pretend that it is synth pop. This is April Fool by Chalk Circle. We'll be right back.
troubled days, they'll just stay, stay, stay. No April Fool's gonna wash away my troubled days, they'll just stay. No April. We'll be right back.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Welcome back. We just listened to Send Me an Angel by Real Life. And before that, it was April Fools by Chalk Circle. And when I listened to, actually every single time that I've listened to that Real Life song or played it for someone else, I don't know why, but it's like staggeringly close. The lead singer's voice is staggeringly close to Neil Tennant's of the Pet Shop Boys. And like, people have asked me, like, is this a Pet Shop Boys song? But for some reason, whenever I listen, I don't hear that. But I got it so often, I was like, maybe there's something that I'm missing out on. I don't know. But that one is a bit more underground. I do remember hearing it at the freaking airport in New York City. So I guess it can't be that underground. But yeah, just a really wholly underrated song. And then Chalk Circle, you know, nice to feature a Canadian band, even if we are kind of towing the line on what is synth pop. You know what? I think that's okay. Coming up next, we will be listening to another synth pop classic. This is me totally, like, I don't know, glazing New Order, but I'm a really, really big fan, and I think that they have done so much for music. And just the fact that they were born out of Joy Division, which is such another significant band. I don't know. I think they're one of the most important groups of the 80s. That's what I would say. Anyways, this next upcoming song is Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order.
Yeah.
We Run by Strange Advance. What a classic. Along with New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle. Not one of the most popular New Order songs, but it's still pretty far up there. But We Run is definitely the most iconic Strange Advance song. If you haven't heard that before, I don't know where you've been. That is, I don't know, that's quintessential Canadian 80s synth pop. And also, like, I don't know, it's the type of song that, like, as a kid, you're like looking out the window in a car on a rainy day and you're listening to that song on the radio and you're like, man, what is life even about? You know, like, I don't know. It's one of those songs for me. It's a beautiful song. Great voice. Once again, listening to that, like with family and stuff, we always thought that the lead singer was British. I don't know why, but I guess he kind of has that voice about him. But yeah, Strange Advance, love Strange Advance. And coming up next, we actually have a new song. New synth pop is always fun to come by just because, you know, you think of it being so defined by the 80s, but not at all. This is Stray Dogs by Maximilian Tanner.
Waking out.
Did you know that Queens Greenovations can help you save on utilities by helping improve your home's energy efficiency? Greenovations also delivers compost bins to student housing and even does light bulb exchanges. All initiatives are free for students. Learn more and sign up for home retrofits and student compost bin delivery on Instagram at Greenovation.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. If you're just joining us, this is Dark Side of the Tune, the synth pop, or I should say more 80s synth pop themed episode. We just listened to The Sun Never Shines on TV by A-ha, which I freaking love that song. Just even that opening, like, it's so powerful in... It's like melancholy, but so uplifting, and like, I don't know, it makes you excited. Like, yes, the sun never does shine on TV. You're so right, Swedish people. Or I think they're Swedish, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, coming up next, we have another Canadian classic synth pop band. Now, this is one of their not so popular songs. Their most popular song is Ordinary People, which I've heard way too many times, so I'm not playing that. I feel like that's all that I hear when I go on the 80s, you know, 80s radio stations, and they have to like reach their CanCon. I hear Ordinary People all the time. So instead of that, here is Walk Away by The Box.
Carved by another's hand. Oh, but it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this.
Just listen to Temptation by Heaven 17. Great song. Super like powerful. If you liked that type of sort of, you know, vibe, I would really recommend checking out the 12-inch version of that song, but it has some really loud and interesting mixing. So I decided not to play that here on the episode today, just so no one was, I don't know, jumping out of their seats or peeing their pants or anything. And the song before that was The Box with Walk Away. And now to end off our episode, we have one new synth pop song, one old synth pop song. The first one that we have here is Losing Game by Contravoid and Chelsea Crowley. It is their new single. And then to end us off, we have another synth pop classic. It is Erasure with Chains of Love. So first off, here is Losing Game.
explain when there are few words I can choose? How can I explain when words get